This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Baghdad, soldiers with the Army's 3rd Infantry Division are starting semi-regular patrols to help establish order and control lawlessness in the western part of the city. Many Iraqis welcome the Army's increased presence, and some want the American military to do more to increase security and repair damage. From Baghdad, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Before his patrol starts, Sergeant First Class Eric Olson feeds a chain of ammunition into his 50 caliber machine gun with an eye toward the continued gunfire and fires in some of Baghdad's western neighborhoods.
Leave it on safe. If anything happens, you need to use it. Place it on fire. Actuate the trigger. You'll be rocking and rolling.
But as his Abrams tank pulls into the patrol's first stop, it's clear Sergeant Olson will need his people skills today far more than firepower. As soldiers start to unload much-needed medical supplies at the Baghdad Red Crescent, employee Hazni Ali Hassin pleads with Sergeant Olson to increase the U.S. presence here.
It is not enough, because they told me 2 days ago that they are patrolling here, but we've seen nothing.
I'll let my commander know, and I'll tell him, and we'll see if we can't get more security out here. So, there's a lot of soldiers, but not enough. I mean, there's 5 million people in Baghdad. That's a lot of people. So we're doing what we can with what we have. We have more people coming. So help's coming, the aid's coming, security's coming. One day at a time. We're trying.
We need security. It's already here, not coming.
Because a Red Crescent volunteer who asked not to be named chimes in, punishment is very important. Punish the looters and they'll stop. No one is being punished. He then points across the street to where looters using donkeys and pickup trucks are still busy taking goods from a bombed-out warehouse.
What happened?
All the ambulance is stolen. All the food is stolen here. We need security. Do you believe people stole the blood?
They even stole the blood?
Yes, bottled blood.
The column of tanks and Bradleys pushes through the Al Mansour district's busy streets. They're heading to a building, a tipster says, houses mortars, RPGs, and ammunition from a group of Fedayeen fighters who allegedly fled the city. When Olson stops near the building, suddenly dozens of children surround the tanks, their mothers and fathers smiling and waving behind them.
Hello,
hello.
Good to meet you.
Sergeant Olson then reaches down next to his machine gun for a big bag of Jolly Rancher candy that he tosses down like confetti.
I love it. I love meeting the people. I like hanging out with them. Once you get to know them, they're really kind. Once you get over the nervousness, their fear and your fear, it's wonderful. And they know that we're no longer a threat, and we're beginning to realize that not everybody's a threat. We still continue to keep our guard up, but not to create a threatening presence.
But the celebratory mood is short-lived. Sergeant Olson gets down off his tank. Adults quickly surround him, voicing more concerns and asking more questions about everything from the interim administration to the whereabouts of Saddam Hussein and the status of the water supply. President Marwan Khalid steps forward to protest that the U.S. tanks are ripping up Baghdad's streets.
We want the military to fix our streets because they destroyed it when they moved.
I understand. We have priorities. Our first priority is security. Stop all the Alibabas.
And the second?
Second is power, electricity, telephones, and then we'll start working the streets. The new government, the new Iraqi army. So it's going to take some time. It's going to take some time. Yes.
How
glad
time?
To meet you. I don't know.
2 months?
In many ways, Sergeant Olson and other combat soldiers with Alpha Company are having to step in for Army civil affairs teams who seem overwhelmed and unprepared for the enormity of the task ahead, rebuilding Baghdad's infrastructure. There's only one active duty battalion of civil affairs soldiers in the Army. The rest are reservists who are stretched thin through the Army's many areas of operation. Alpha Company Commander Captain Andy Hilmes looks tired and unsettled by the day's patrol.
It's very frustrating because they want to know when they're going to get water, when they're going to get power, when they're going to get their telephone hooked back up, when the looting's going to stop. And those are all things that we see going on. Those are things that we want to fix. But as a soldier, I don't have the tools necessarily to do that. I rely on information I get on non-governmental organizations, our civil affairs soldiers, and that stuff all takes so much time to stand up. And we feel their pain, we feel their sense of urgency, And what's frustrating is we just don't have all the answers. We're just not there yet.
Nearby, a short, paunchy man with white hair stands in the street smiling. Ghazi Mohammed Saleh seems enthralled by the whole strange scene, kids swarming around American tanks and his neighbors demanding answers from U.S. soldiers.
The nightmare is over. We were treated very badly inside and abroad. No one gives us visa. No one accepts us. We feel the inferiority. Now we think we will feel of our liberty and we can be as well as anyone in the world.
With all of Saddam's wars, Saleh says, we're used to living without electricity. But we're not, he says, smiling, used to living without fear. But soon a woman approaches Sergeant Olson and demands to know whether Iraqi currency is still good. Then a man eagerly tugs on Olson's sleeve, asking if he has a cell phone. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, with the Army's 3rd Infantry Division in Baghdad.